أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، our lecture of fiqh today is نقد مختار الحدائق من أن الوقت الأول للمختار والثاني للمصدر. That is criticism of the theory of الحدائق that the first time of Zuhrain is for the Mukhtar, for the people, for the person with having the capabilities, Wasani lil Muzdar, and the second time is for the person who is in emergency. So it's criticism of the theory or opinion held by Sahibul Hadaiq regarding the interpretation of different narrations and verses of the Holy Quran. So we will discuss it in detail with different opinions of different scholars. And first of all, regarding the ayat, the ayat Aqim Salat لدلوك الشمس من الدلوك الشمس إلى غاسق الليل, that is the time is beginning for the four prayers from the دلوك الشمس, that is the أول الزوال, إلى غاسق الليل to the منتفس الليل, that's the half of the night, and in between that there are four prayers, the Zuhrain prayers and the Ishaan prayers. So the itlaq of the ayat, it doesn't mean that the time is, that the first time is only for Mukhtar and the second time is only for Muzdar. So this opinion cannot be proved by the verse of the Holy Quran. And secondly, regarding the narrations, مَا وَارَدَ عَنِ الصَّادِقِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ إِذَا زَالَتِ الشَّمْسِ فَقَدْ دَخَلَ وَقْتَ الظُّهْرِ وَالْعَصْرِ جَمِيعًا إِلَّا أَنَّ هَذِهِ قَبْلَ هَذِهِ ثُمَّ أَنْتَ فِي وَقْتِ مِنْهُمَا جَمِيعًا حتى تغيب الشمس. And this مضمون, this topic came in different narrations with different turuk, different ways of narrators, and their asanid have got, most of them have got the problems, because in the way of narrators of most of them, there is a narrator Al-Qasim bin Urwa, and that narrator is not taken as reliable, except the Tariq of Suduq ila Ubaid bin Zurara, which is free from this person. And in the Tariq of the Sanad, there also Hakam bin Miskin, and there is no tawseek of Hakam bin Miskin in the Kutab al-Rijal, but he is mentioned in the Tariq of Kitab Kamil al-Ziyarat, and in that the Mu'allif Jafar bin Muhammad bin Qalawiyya says that he does not narrate in his book except from the Sikat, except from the reliable person. So that riwayat has got the tawseek in that way. And that tawseek is not less than the tawseek of Najashi. So the wasaqat of that person, Hakam bin Miskeen, is proved in that way. But other riwayat that indicate about the Qawl al-Mashhoor, their discussion is coming. The Sahib al-Hidayah, he based his opinion from a group of narrations whose dalalat is not proven. So either the narrations mentioned by the Sahib al-Hidayah have got their defect in the sanad, or they have their defect in the dalalat, ala sabil man al-khalu, that is, one of them is always present. And so the acceptance of those narrations regarding the concept, the opinion held by Sahib al-Hidayah, is not accepted by other scholars. And we will mention these narrations one after the others, and we will consider them, that how these narrations are criticized. The first of them is the narration of Abdullah bin Sanan. وَأَنْهُ عَنْ مُحَمَّدْ بِنْ عِيسَىٰ عَنْ يُونُسْ بِنْ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَانِ عَنْ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بِنْ سَنَانِ عَنْ أَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ قَالَ سَمِيْتُهُ يَقُولُ لِكُلِّ صَلَاةٍ وَقْتَانِ وَأَوَّلُ الْوَقْتِ أَفْضَلُهُ وَلَيْسَ لِأَحَدٍ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ آخِرَ الْوَقْتَيْنِ وَقْتًا إِلَّا فِي عُذْرٍ مِنْ غَيْرِ إِلَّا. And this narration is mentioned in Kafi, and it is the 13th hadith in chapter number 3, and in the hadith number 12, Ali ibn Ibrahim is narrating, and that riwayat is probably ataf on that. So Qulaini is quoting from Ali bin Ibrahim, and then how the istidlal is made by Sahib al-Hidayah is not mentioned, but what is mentioned is that different narrations are mentioned for the support of his opinion. So we will consider this narration, that the taqribul istidlal is that the mafad of this sahiya is for the likulli salat waqtain, that for every prayer there are two times, and the first time for every one of them, that's the beginning, is afzal from the time which is at the end. And from that it indicates that there is the derivation of the waqtu sani illa fi hal al-istirar. This is something which cannot be derived in this type of istidlal. So the istidlal says that the waqtu al-awwal is lil mukhtar, and the waqtu sani is lil muzdar, and the first time from both of the time is afzal from the other time. And this istidlal is answered that the application of the saying of Imam alayhi salam, wa awwalul waqt afzalahu, is its application on what the istidlal is saying, is not correct. How come the Vakta level, which is not the beginning, that's a Zawal, it's afzal from the other time? Because about the afzal, it's mentioned that there should be a ta'khir about the amount of a qadam or zara of the shadow for the riayatul nawafil. And the narrations, they have got dalalat for the sabha, and so the meaning of the waqtul awal afzal from the waqtul sani, that is something objectionable. And in this sahihah, what is being derived is that is its dalalat ala ishtirakul waqtain fil fazilat, and ghair anna awwaluhuma afzal. So both of the time have got the fazilat that can be derived, and this is supported by another narration which is also sahihah from Abdullah bin Sanan, and that is united with this sahihah, and that says wa awwalul waqtain afzaluha, and here the badal is awwalul waqt an yajala, and that is because of the mubalagha in the shiddatul ihtimam bi shan as-salat wa mazidul inaya lil muhafiza fi awqatiha wa adam tajilha ila waqt sani min ghair uzr. Because the importance of the salat says that this is the amududdin, the pillar for the faith, and wal ma'is bain al muslimin wal kafirin, and the differentiating point of the Muslims and kafirs, and so it's not appropriate to show laziness or to neglect it by delaying it from the first time, not in the meaning that this delay is a sin, isyan or ism, and it is the only, and not in the meaning that it is only mukhtas, specific for the waqt bil mukhtar, because that is the afsalul waqt. Afsalul waqt is sani, as you know. And this is the difference of the opinion from the of other scholars, from the Sahibul Hadaik, who says that if it is not in the awwalul waqt, which is the afzal, and if it is offered with delay in other times, there is sin to offer it, and it is an act of sin. So this concept of sin is not accepted by other jurisprudents. And among them is also the narrations from the Saduq in Faqih, which is Mursal. And the first narration which we mentioned about Abdullah bin Sanan, narrated from the Abdullah bin Sanan, there is an also narration from Sheikh Tusi regarding that point from Abdullah bin Sanan, which says لِكُلِّ صَلَاةِ وَقْتَانِ وَأَوَّلُ الْوَقْتَيْنَ أَفْضَلُهُمَا وَلَا يَنْبَغِي تَأْخِيرِ ذَلِكَ عَمْدًا وَلَكِنَّهُ وَقْتُ مَنْ شُغِلَ أَوْ نَاسِيَ أَوْ سَهَا أَوْ نَامَ وَلَيْسَ لِأَحَدٍ أَنْ يَجْرَ آخِرِ الْوَقْتَيْنِ وَقْتًا إِلَّا مِنْ عُذْرٍ أَوْ إِلَّا. And this narration is more clear that The awwalul waqtain is afzal than the saniul waqtain, and the saniul waqtain have also fazilat, and that's like the afzal and fazil, and in that case there is no problem with that. The answer of Ayatollah Khoi, which he gave, is also some people objected that is also not correct, because Afzal bil Asala is again the Salatul Zuhur, and the Riwayatul Nafila, which is saying that the Salatul Zuhur is Afzal Ba'das Nawafil. So according to the Sahih Abdullah bin Sanan, Awwalul Waqtain is mentioned, and the way the Ayatollah Khoi is answering is, so there is some point that remains to be explained. And that is, the explanation is that this riwayat does not mean that Awwalul Waqt has got tajawuz, and the last part of the narration says that if it is offered in the last part, so it, the non-acceptance of the prayer, so cannot be ruled as held by the Sahibul Hadai. And the part which is saying وَلَيْسَ لِأَحَدٍ أَنْ يَجَلَ آخِرُ الْوَقْتَيْنِ وَقْتًا إِلَّا فِي عُذْرٍ مِنْ غَيْرِ الْأُلَّتِ. This says that the prayer which is offered in the last time does not mean that the last time prayer which is offered, that there is ijza, is not found in that case. But which the non-acceptability only comes when it is offered, when the delay is after the time, that the time of the prayer passes away, or the person makes a permanent habit to offer the salat in the last part of the time, as a part of that taking the sunnah as insulting, that he is not accepting the afsaliyat of the first part of the time. And the second riwayat, which is the Mursala Faqih, that riwayat was quoted by Sahibul Hadaik, and that is Muhammad bin Ali bin Hussein, Qala Sadiq alayhi salam, Awwaluhu Rizwanullah, wa akhiruhu Afwullah, wal afu la yakunu illa anzam. And Sahibul Hadaik says that in this riwayat, the Takhir needs an uzur, and there is specification, and he says that it is a sin to do Takhir. And the Muhakkik Khoi says that first of all, this narration has Zofi Sanat. And second of all, the last part of the riwayat, wal af la yakunu illa anzam, seems to be the sentence that is added by Suduq for the explanation of the hadith, and not as a part of the hadith. And like in Fiqh Raza, the narration came, Alam yarhamukullahu anna li kulli salatin waqtain awwal wa akhir wa awwalul waqt rizwanullah وآخر هو وفو الله. And according to the Aghai Khui, it says that Fiqh-e Raza, which is for the father of Sudu, and here it's Musallimat that he does nakal from that, and in the Mursalat of Sudu and the Fiqh-e Raza, sometimes the narration is found as the same. So this seems to be izafa from the Suduq, and this istidlal does not prove that this means it is a sin for the delay. The second point which the Ayatullah Khoi makes, that the zamb here does not necessarily refers to the zamb for the delay, but because the word zamb is used here, so this may be the zamb for all the sayyat and the ghufran al-zurub and for the other sins. So the ta'khir salat is not the only zamb which can be derived from this type of narration. And there is objection to the answer of the Ayatullah Khoi also, that the Fahme Urfi says that the zamb mentioned here is in the place of a neglect, and the if of word of is used, so the point of Sahib al-Hadaik is according to the Urf. So how the point of Sahib al-Hadaik can be offered? It is the first that it has got the Ishkal-e-Sanad, because in Fiqh-e-Raza this riwayat is mentioned from Anil Alim, and the meaning of the riwayat in that case, that fi akhirihi waqt, it means that fi akhir waqt, and it doesn't mean the second time. So the akhir waqt is a different time, the last time is a different time, and the second time is a different time. And the third narration is the Riwayat-e-Rabi, that is Anhu an Ismail bin Sahal an Hamad bin Rabi an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam Kala inna nuqaddimu wa nuakhiru wa laysa kama yuqalu man nakhta waqta salat وَقَدْ حَلَقَ وَإِنَّمَا الرُّخْصَةُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْمَرِيضِ وَالْمُدْنِفِ وَالْمُسَافِرِ وَالنَّائِمِ فِي تَأْخِيرِهَا. And Sahib al-Hadaik, he takes it as a sport of his standing, but this riwayat says that sometimes the delay is done, and that delay it is done which the people says that it is not jais, that it's not allowed, but if delay is done it is allowed, because if some people say that all delays in the prayers are not allowed, so that is something not possible, because some of the delays have reason. So that is what Imam is explaining, that there is rukhsat lin nasi wal mariz wal mudnif wal musafir wal naim fi ta'khiriha. And these are the examples of rukhsat in the kalam-e-imam, in the speech of imam, for the people who are mazur and the people who are not mazur. So if they did delay in the salat, so would there be something who have been destroyed or become halak? So that was the saying of the people, which they were meaning in general, because the according to the Muhakkik al-Khoi, the innal istidlal mawkufun ala an yakunu makulul qawl fi qawlihi alayhi salam wa laysa kama yuqal amran mahudan bain ar-rawi wal imam wa lam yazkur fi ar-riwayah wa anna qawluhu man akhta waqt as-salat jumlatun mustaqillatun munqati'atun an amma qablaha illa anna hadha al-mani khilaf az-zahir min ar-riwayat jiddan bal al-mutabadir minha anna maqul al-qawl huwa man akhta waqt as-salat ila akhir ar-riwaya in wa yashhadu lahu qawluhu fi sadr al-hadith inna lanuqaddim wa nuakhir. So this riwayat is basically proving that we Ahl Bayt do nuqaddim wa nuakhir, sometimes do delay depending upon the reason of the delay. So it is not an absolute thing that delay can never be done or delay is a sin absolutely. So this opinion is being negated in this riwayat. And the fourth riwayat is the riwayat Abdullah bin Sanan bi asnadihi anil Husain bin Sayyid anil Nazr wa Fuzala an Ibn Sanan an Abdullah an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam fi hadith qala li kulli salatin waqtan wa awwalul waqtain afsaluhuma wa la yambaghi ta'khiru zalika amadan walakinnahu waqtun man shughila aw nasiya aw saha aw nama wa laysa li ahadin an yajal akhir al-waqtain waqtan illa min uzr aw illa. So this narration, which is mentioned in this case, and it is this narration is dealing with an other concept, and similarly the narration which is coming, the Sahih Abdullah bin Sanan an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qala li kulli salati waqtan wa in awwal al-waqtain afsaluhuma wa waqt salatul fajr hina yanshaqul fajr ila an yatajallala subha sama wa la yambaghi ta'khir zalika amadan so walakinahu waqtun man shawila aw nasiya aw saha aw nama wa waqtul maghrib hina tughibu shams ila an tashtabika an-nujum wa laysa li ahadin an yajal akhir al-waqtain waqtan illa min uzr aw min illa. So in this, the words used in the hadith wa awwalul waqtain afsaluhuma, they are clearly indicating that both the times have common regarding the fazilat. So there is ishtiraqul waqtain fil fazilat, and it means that the first time is afsal, and that does not, and that is karina for the intention which is preferable. So the word la yambagi used here is not in the meaning of tahreem, not it is haram, and the mana in that used by laysa li ahadin. So fasahiya in itself from the from without looking at its sudood, it is, if it is for the hurmat, then there is rafaul yad, and it is only can be applied upon the kirahat with this karina, which is present in the sadr of the riwayat. And there is a dalili mashahur also on that, and that says that it has got adami dalalat ala tahreem ma qata nazar an sad, because the zahuru zail is the muradul mana min ittikhad akhirul waqtain waqtan daimiyan wa yastamiru ala zal, that if somebody makes the last time permanently and persists only on that, so that is a case of hurmat. And if he is doing iraz from the sunnat and not paying attention to the sunnat and taking the salat as something which is not important and doing takhfif in the importance of it, and then makes its delay with this belief, then it is the case of the tahreem, because he is showing that he has got no care for the sunnah, and in that case it becomes tahreem. Otherwise la yambagi or laysa li ahad does not become a tahreem, and it is only for the karahat. And so this is the answer that's given for this narration. And there is another narration of Ibrahim al-Karhi, and Ibrahim al-Karhi says that Kala Salto Abul Hasan Musa alayhi salam mata yadkhulu waqtu zuhr ilan kala mata yakhruju waqtu lasr wa kala waqtu lasr ila an taghribu shams wa zalika min illa wa huwa tazji wa qultu lahu law anna rajulan salla zuhr ba'da ma yamzi min zawal shams arba'at aqdam akana indaka ghaira muaddin laha wa qala in kana ta'ammada zalika li yukhalifu sunna wal waqt lam yuqbal minhu kama law anna rajulan akhirul asr ila qurbi an taghribu shams mutaammidan min ghairillah lam yuqbal minhu inna rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam قد وقت للصلاة المفروضات أوقاتا وحدا لها حدودا في سنة سنة للناس فمن رغب عن سنة من سننه الموجبات كان راغبا من عن فرائض الله. So this hadith have got the ضعف السند by Ibrahim al-Karhi, because there is no tawseek of the Ibrahim al-Karhi, and this mana which is coming here is the iraz and a sunnah, and this to making it as the waqtu sani, it if it is meant that it is something done daimiyan wa siratan mustamiran wa رغبتاً اما عن سنت رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم then there is حرمت التاخیر بهذا العنوان that if it is the rejection of the sunnat rasul and done persistently and permanently only then it becomes taakhir otherwise this narration have got the zauf e sanad also and cannot be held in the meanings as meant by sahibul hadai and then there is the sahih daud bin farqat that is mentioned in kafi that qala qultu li abi abdullah alayhi salam qawluhu taala inna salata kanat alal mu'minina kitaban mawquta qala kitaban sabita walaysa in ajjalat qalilan wa akharat qalilan billadhi yazuruka مَا لَمْ تَزَيُّ تِلْكَ الْإِذَاءَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَقُولُ لِقَوْمٍ أَذَاءُ الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُ الشَّهْوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيًّا So this riwayat, its sanad is sahih. But the meaning which the Sahibul Hadaik is taking from it is they are objectionable because its dalalat in that case does not mean this and the word malam tuzayya tilkal azaya that's the which application done by sahibul hadaik on the waqtu sani that is his own ijtihad and ta'wil and the meaning of the tilkul aza that is something mani ma'hudan bain rawi wal imam and that's not free from one of the two things that either the salat is kharijul waqt that is after the sunset or its delay to the spread of the yellowness of the sunshine as the habit of the person and the time is delayed permanently and persistently and it is in the with the objective of iraz and sunnat and showing the non-importance of the sunnat then in these cases it becomes valid for hurmat otherwise its the riwayat is ajnabi for the point of discussion as mentioned by the sahibul hadaik and similarly the musika abil basir which al marwiya fi tahzib qala abu abdullah alayhi salam innal mawtur ahlahu وَمَالَهُ مَنْ زَيَّعَ صَلَاةَ الْعَصْرِ قُلْتُ وَمَا الْمَوْتُورِ قَالَ لَا يَكُونَ لَهُ أَهْلٌ وَلَا مَالٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ قُلْتُ وَمَا تَزْجِيُهَا قَالَ يَدُوَا هَرْتَ تَصَفَّرَ وَتُغِيبِ سو حاق آذا نقلها في الهدائق عن التهذيب then if the hadaik says that this تغيب الشمس it is atif on the tasfar by the word all that is all and in wasail it is quoted as the atf by waf and the correct is to that's the atf by waw because the ghabuba bil isfar is the ghabuba is previous is before than the isfar always and there is no so far the meaning for the ghaya to make as the atf by all is not correct, because in that case it would need its understanding, and the understanding which is logical is to make the use of vav here for the ghayat, because the isfar which is mentioned here, that is the itlaqul ghaybuba, and that is the binahwul min at-tajawuz and al wal inaya min bab al majaz al musharifa, that is sometimes the use of the word by the majaz bil musharifa. So the nearness of the isfar shams from its sunset is as taken as the majaz here. So the supposition in the muwassiq here, which actually coming from the hadith, it is yadwa hatta, and also the previous one, adam tarq salat fi waqt rasm. So that is something that if somebody said, and the word tazjee is applied with the aspect of musamya and ta'khir, then the atf which is appropriate here, it is not by all, because leaving it and offering it in the kharijul waqt is something that is to be depreciated, and that is for tahreem. So how come this musika can indicate the matloob of sahibul hatay? Because its dalalat is on the istihqaqul musalli for the last of the time, and there is jannat for it, and its maqam is wazi, that means he is still in the jannat, but he has no maal or ahal. So all the wazi which are men in this case does not mean tahreem here. So the tazjee has got darajat. So tazjee has got darajat as explained by the other scholars also, and all the darajat of tazjee are not hurmat, are not haram. So it depends whether the tazjee has reached the level of hurmat, or whether the tazjee had the level of iqab or tarattub al azab. Because if somebody is already in jannat and there is no talazum of iqab or tarattub, then the la mal wa la ahlan lahu is the adna maratib, is one of the least level that's mentioned apparently in this hadith, and no azab or iqab is mentioned in this hadith for the tahreem to be proved. Similarly, the narration of Fiqh al-Razwi, and in that kitab we cannot go into that detail for because the discussion will become more lengthy, and we will go to the Sahih Aban bin Taghlab on Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, Kala Ya Aban, As-salawatu al-khams al-mafruzat man akama hadooduhunna wa hafaza ala mawaqituhunna laqayallahu yawm al-qiyamah wa lahu indahu ahadun yadkhaluhu bihil janna wa lam yakum hadooduhunna wa lam yuhafiz ala mawaqituhunna laqayallahu wa la ahada lahu insha'a azabahu wa insha'a ghafara lahu. So this riwayat was narrated by Kulani in two ways. One of them is Sahih, and the other is the Muhammad bin Isa al-Ubaidi, and that is also Musaq al-Aqwa, and the Suduq has also narrated it by another way, that is Sahih. So the Rawayat is present in the three ways and they are trusted. But regarding the Dalalat, which is upon the meaning which is meant by Sahibul Hadayat, it is defective, because the Ghayat in this narration is that Man Hafaza Ala Mawakit Sanat Lahu Indallahi Ahdun Ayadkhulul Jannah Al Musawik Li Ghufran Al Maasi وَأَمَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ فَلَيْسَ هُوَ مُوَرْدًا لِذَٰلِكَ الْأَهَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ دَخُولُهُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَمِيًا بَلْ إِنْ شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُ وَأَدْخَلَهُ الْجَنَّةَ وَإِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُ عَلَىٰ سَائِرِ مَعَاصِيهِ وَلَمْ يَغْفِرْهُ لَهُ لَا إِنَّهُ يُعَذِّبُهُ عَلَىٰ عَدَمِ الْمُحَافَظَةِ تَتَكُونُ مَاسِيَتْ وَحَرَامًا. So if somebody's hadith is not saying, this narration is not saying it, that somebody who is not doing the Adamul Muhafidah, including other things as well as the time, so it is Masiyat and Haram for it. Because this Sahiya, with the same Sahiya, with this Mazmoon is coming as Musala from the Saduq, and it is included in meanings along with that which says Anna Salatul Awwalul Waqt Rizwanullah Wa Akhiru Afullah, and that has been explained before that this Afullah does not necessarily referring that this the Ta'khir of Salat is a sin, but this Afullah refers to all the Ghufran of Sayyat, that is in the life of the person. So this Sahiya Musratu Suduq is united regarding its Mazmoon, and but it has got the Zofi Sanad and Isal. So its dalalat is not accepted in that way. And regarding the Musaqah Muawiyah bin Wahab and Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, Al-Warida fi Qadhiya Nazulul Jibreel li bayani Tajinul Awqat min annahu ataahu hina zalat shams fa amruhu fasalli zuhr ثُمَّ آتَاهَا حِينَ زَادَ ذِلْ قَامَ فَأَمْرُهُ فَصَلِّ الْعَصْرِ. So this narration which is saying it is actually making the limits of the sum of the prayers by Qadamain or Arba and by some of the others Bizzara or Zura'ain, and this is actually one thing. And the word kama used in this riwayat, it can be either meant as the zira or as mentioned in the Kitab-e-Ali, or if its zahir is taken, then there is ikhtilaf regarding the maratibul fazilat. Because if something is close to the zawal, that is afsal, which is meant by this riwayat. And how came this riwayat, this narration, who have got no dalalat on the mudda of Sahibul Hadayat, how can it be applied to the Waqtul Fazila? Because the dalalat of this narration is on the prayer of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, regarding the Zuhr prayer, Ba'd al-Qama, and that's between the Zawal and Qama, that's the Had for the Zuhr lil Mukhtar, and the delay is allowed here. So this riwayat regarding the time limit of Asr prayers, which was increased to the from the Qama to the 2 Qama length, that the shadow becomes equal to 2 Qamas. So this is also not proving the point of Sahib al-Hadayak, because there is Jawaz-e-Taqdeemul Asr from that, because it's allowed to say the to say it after the Zuhr prayer, after Zawal, and between the time that the Nawafil has been offered in many of the narration. So the comprehensively what's meant here in the these narrations, this is actually going against the point of Sahib al-Hadayak, and it cannot be applied on the Waqt al-Fazilat and accept the Waqt of Fazilat to the Waqt of Mukhtar. And among them also the Sahih al-Halbi on Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, in which it is said, Kala iza sallayta fi safar shayyam min as-salawat fi ghayri waqtiha fala yazuru. So from that the istidlal was done like that this doesn't mean the jawaz ta'khir salat ila kharij awqatiha kamal aw salla zuhrain ba'd al maghrib, because that's not jais la fil safar wa la fil hazr. So here is meant the jawaz ta'khir salat on waqt al awwal fi safar, so its mafhoom will be عدم جواز تاخیر الصلاۃ الی غیر الوقت الاول فی غیر سفر, and that is the dawa of Sahib al-Hadayak. But this riwayat is again kasratul dalalat al-matlub, that it is not proving the point held by Sahib al-Hadayak, because there is a difference, clear difference, between when said la yazuru ta'khir as-salat fi safar ila ghayr waqtiha, and the word la yazuru iqa'i salat fi safar fi ghayr waqtiha. So the second sentence, it is the correct meaning, that is la yazuru iqa'i salat fi safar fi ghayr waqtiha. So and it includes both the taqdeem and ta'khir both, in contrast to the first sentence, which is saying la yazuru ta'khir salat fi safar ila ghayr waqtiha, which including only one thing. And this is for particularly for the nawafil, because for the nawafil it is allowed to do taqdeem alal waqt for the musafir, like the Salatul Layl. The Shaykh Tusi and the Muhakkik Khoi both mean that from this hadith, probably, most probably, the Khawasul Nawafil is meant. And this Sahiya is Mahmoolan on that, because the word of Tanqeer is used here, and the Muqtazi for that is that it has no dalalat upon the hukum illa ala sabir al mujibatul juz'iyya, and that is not for the umum, for jamiu salawat, to include the faraiz also. So if we accept this umum, but if we say sarahatan that there is ta'khir al faraiz anil waqt al awwal, and that large as Zoroastrians suffer, then it doesn't prove that they got the dalalat ala annahu jazuru fil hazr, because this is the qaziya shartiya and it has got no mafhoom like at this place, because it becomes the asaliba bi intifail mawzu, that the mawzu is negated here and then it's the saliba. So if the mawzu is negated, so the mafhoom would become iza lam tu salfi safar lam tu salla fi safar shay'an min as-salawat fi ghayr waqtiha fa huwa yazuruka, and this gives no result because there is no mawzu here. So basing on the sabut al mafhoom lil wasf to make the meanings, so that is the adam-e taluq al-hukm bit tabi'i al-mutlaq, that the ruling is not having no relationship with the tabi'i al-mutlaq, and the halat al-was to include is the lagh here. So it's not incorrect that the sahiya is having the dalalat that anna li safar madkhaliyat al hukm bi adam al zarar, and that is sufficient that there is iltizam bi wujood nawin min al hazaza wal manqisa fi fil ityan fi ghair al waqt al awwal fil hazr wa intifa'u fi safar. So it does not give the requisition that it is afsaliyatul waqtul awwal more than that, then there is only tayin for the afsaliyatul waqtul awwal, and among them is the musiqa'i abi basir and abi jafir alayhi salam fi hadith inna salat ila artafat fi awwal waqtiha raja tila sahibiha wahza bayai mushrika taqulu hafazani hafazatani hafazakalla wa intafa wa idha irtafat fi ghair waqtiha bi ghair hududha raja tila sahibiha wahya sauda muzlima taqulu zayyatani zayyakalla. And similar narration was narrated in Wasail and Kafi and Tahzib. And in the Wasail, it's the word in Kafi, it's the word awwal is not mentioned. And the Kafi is more azbat than the other books mentioned here. So even regarding its dalalat, it is not having dalalat upon the point of sahib al-hadaik, because there is adam-e wujubi ika salat fil awwal lul waqtul awwal, and that does not obligate that the sahib al-hadaik point is correct because he is applying the riwayat upon the second meanings, as you know. And taking the basis on the riwayat al-tahzib for istidlal, again there is no place, because in that case there is also the takjeed bighair al-hadood, and the meaning of the riwayat having the basis of the iradatul waqtul awwal and the salat in the fi ghair al-waqt al-mazboot mazboor min doon imraat al-hadood al-muqarrara or sharaat al-muayyan. So when the salat becomes batil, it is due to when the hadood al-muqarrara or the sharaat al-muayyan are violated, and then it becomes Rajat Sauda al Muslima. And that is something which is not the point of discussion we are discussing, because the Hudud and the Sharaid have got its own place for discussion. And similarly, what was quoted by Hadaik by the narration al-Muwassiq on Ammar al-Sabati on Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, Kala man salla salawat al-mafruzat fi awwal waqtiha wa aqama hududaha rafa'aha al-malak ilas-sama ibezan nakiyatan wa hiya tahtafu bihi taqul حفظك الله كما حفظتني واستودعك الله كما استودعتني ملكا كريما ومن صلاها بعد وقتها من غير علت ولم يقيم حدودها رفعها الملك السوداء المظلمة وهي تحتف به زيتني زيك الله كما زيتني وَلَا رَعَاكَ اللَّهُ كَمَا تَرَنْ. And that is the same mazmoon as the previous narration. So the answer is again the same as the previous answer. And secondly, the sanad of this riwayat, which is taken by the Hidayat al-Muwassiqa, and there is problem in that, that's not correct, because the Suduq is narrating from his Shaykh Al-Husayn bin Ibrahim bin Tanata, and this has got no tawseekh, and the Mujarrid al-Shaykhufa is not sufficient for the Wasaqat, because the Shaykhufa may include the Al-Bir and Fajr both, and maybe sometime Al-Nasbi also, Qazabi. So the obligation by the Iltizam of what is said by the Najashi in Min Adami Rivayat Illa An Saka does not hold here, because the Khabir Bifan al-Hadith is saying something different. And also there is Rivayat from Al-Hasan bin Muhammad al-Tusi fil Majalis, and similarly Al-Sharif al-Razif in Nahjul Balagha fi ma katabu Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam li Muhammad bin Abi Bakr lamma wallahu misran wa fihi summa irtaqa waqt salat wa sallaha li waqtiha wa la ta'jal biha qabla li faragh وَلَا تُوَخِّرْهَا عَنْهُ لِشُغْلٍ فَإِنَّ رَجُلٌ سَأَلَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَنْ أَوْقَاتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَقَالَ آتَانِي جِبْرَائِيلُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ فَأَرَانِي وَقْتُ ظُهْرِ الصَّلَاةِ حِينَ زَالَتِ الشَّمْسُ فَقَانَتْ عَلَى حَاجِبِهِ الْأَيْمَنِ ثُمَّ أَرَانِي وَقْتَ الْعَصْرِ وَكَانَ ظِلُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِثْلُهُ ثم صلى المغرب الى ان قال فصل لهذه الاوقات والزم السنه المعروفه والطريق الواضح. First of all, there is ضعف السند about this hadith because of the inclusion of many of the majahil in there, and so nobody said that there is لزوم الاتيان after Zuhr prayer heen al-zawal. So it is the waqt al-fazilat, and it's extended to the balugh al-zil misluhu, that when the shadow becomes equal to the height of the person. So it's allowed to do ta'khir ila ma ba'd al-qadam. So after the qadam, the ta'khir is allowed. And regarding the waqt al-asr, when the sarurat is illi kulli shay mislihi ma jawaz al-atiyan biha قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ اتِّفَاقًا. So if there is جَوَازُ الْإِتِيَان قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ اتِّفَاقًا, then it is قَاصِرُ الدَّلَالَةِ. So its دَلَالَةِ is not held as valid. And apparently there is نَهِي عَنِ التَّأْخِيرِ بِقَرِينَةِ الْمُقَابِلَ مَا التَّقْدِيمِ والتأخير عن أصل الوقت لا عن وقت الأول. So the تأخير عن أصل الوقت is meant here. So the غاية الدلالة is the حس and ترغيب في الاتيان بها في وقت الفضيلة, not the لزوم and تأين for the وقت الفضيلة. And then the two riwayat are remaining. One of them is the Mu'tabira Mu'ammar bin Amr qala salto Aba Jafir alayhi salam anil haiz to tahir in the lasr to salli awwali qala la innama to salli salat allati to tahir indaha. And saniya Mu'asik al-Fadl bin Yunus qala abil hasan an awwal alayhi salam قلت المرا ترى الطهر قبل غروب الشمس كيف تصنع بالصلاة قال إذا رآتي الطهر بعد ما يمضي من زوال الشمس أربع أقدام فلا تصلي إلا العصر لأن وقت الظهر دخل عليها وهي في الدم وخرج عنها الوقت وهي في الدم فَلَمْ يَجِبْ عَلَيْهَا أَنْ تُصَلِّي الزُّهُرْ وَمَا تَرَى اللَّهُ أَنْهَا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ وَهِيَا فِي الدَّمْ أَكْسَرْ. And you know that nobody is acting upon these two riwayat because of its haml upon the taqiyya لِمُوَافِقَةُ لِلْآمَ and لِمُوَارِضَةُ مَا النُّصُوصُ الْقَصِيرَةُ الدالة على امتداد وقت الظهرين الغروب. That the riwayat, the nusus, which are the امتداد وقت الظهرين الغروب, and the muarida of the nusus al-warida fi khusus al-maqam, which was narrated from Sheikh Bisnadihin Abdullah bin Sanan and Abi Abdullah عليه السلام قال إذا طهرت المرا قبل غروب الشمس فتصلي الظهر والعصر وإن طهرت من آخر الليل فتصلي المغرب والعشاء. So then these riwayat and most of them their sanad is ضعيف and the Shaykh is narrating with the snad of Ali ibn Hasan bin Fazal, and the tariq is also zaif here. So that is the narrations of this group. So these two riwayat, they are showing the istirar, and the haz is the azamul izar here. So it is the تأخير إلى وقت الثاني even with the صاحب الهدائي. And it's also apparent that nobody acted upon these two موارد. So that is the discussion about the أفضلية الوقت الأول and the وقت الثاني للمصدر, the opinion which was held by صاحب الهدايات, it was criticized and was not accepted by other jurisprudents. والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.